What is going on, man?
It's your boy Crimson. I wanted to show you something. I wanted to show you this because it's really, really important. I want every single one of you guys to see this.
Sales, he does that with liquor. And how are you at Sun Computer?
I'm good, Peep Peep. I'm ready with the overlays and You can send me.
I just realized I plugged you, and then you plugged you, That means I have to fire you. That means there can be no Sven Compute. Okay. So, other news to get to. We're going to be talking, obviously, about Donald Trump and Russia. That's the main story of the day. Yeah. But first, more important, Dennis Rodman has invited Kanye West to North Korea to create songs for leaders of love. Here's the actual video he tweeted to Kanye West. In its entirety, because you deserve it.
All right. Let's rewatch that.
Just like back to school sales, he does that with liquor. And
I'm ready with the overlays and
that sign right there. That hashtag. It says Steven Crowder is a liar and doesn't pay his employees. Right? And then what did fucking Crowder say?
You can send me.
I just realized I plugged you, and then you plugged you, That means I have to fire you.
Do you see what I mean? Steven Crowder never had any fucking intention on plugging him, or allowing Sven Computer to plug his own shit. The same way he did David Landau. Same way he did Owen Benjamin. He wanted full control and full access, much like Hollywood, of their exposure. Because he wanted all the attention to be funneled on his show first. And Owen Benjamin is leagues better than fucking Steven Crowder. When Owen Benjamin, like, I remember waking up one morning, and it was just kind of like what YouTube does, is it just plays another video. Of course, Owen Benjamin shit's deleted now. But he was playing piano. And it was like the most beautiful fucking sonnets I've ever heard in my life. And I just remember hearing his voice, like as I was waking up, he said, "I just want you to hear some beautiful music." And I thought to myself, like, dude, like, what a peaceful way to wake up. What a beautiful way to wake up. Like, how awesome is that? And then fast forwarding, right there. You see that? Not Gay Jared was really fucking upset and disappointed. Really fucking disappointed.
For leaders of love. Here's the actual video he tweeted to Kanye West in its entirety because you deserve it.
See, man, I mean, Steven Crowder for the longest time has done this shit. The day he fucking fired Sven Computer was the day that I was like, there's something not right. What was it about that piece of paper that caused all that fucking chaos? But of course, I was too caught up with work at the time to realize what the fuck was going on. I was too caught up in my personal life to do any research and do anything like that. It wasn't until years later, like a few years later, I was like, where the fuck is Sven Computer, dude? Like, and then what did Crowder do? He gave a whole fucking speech at the end of that episode about grace and humility. He's like, when somebody offers you something and gives you something, you don't just pass it up. You don't just give it away. You don't just do this or do that. You have to take it gracefully. And I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? This speech is almost coming out of nowhere. And it lasted for like a good 7-8 minutes, which felt like an eternity. in video years or in video time. 7-8 minutes is a long fucking time to be ranting about one particular thing. I should know because I fucking do that. And I try to stay cognizant of that. But for whatever reason, Steven Crowder just does not want to plug his employees. He doesn't want them doing their own shit. And if they do their own shit, he wants them to just start from the ground up. Instead of using his platform as a board spring. I guess because in his mind, he figures... I mean, he stole David Landau from... he stole David Landau from Anthony. From Opie and Anthony. Anthony Cumia. And of course, Anthony's the type of person to never really hold a ill will. He wants people to succeed. But the way that Anthony felt was like, dude, I went out of my way to scout for fucking David Landau. David Landau was going to be my fucking right hand because Cumia has never been the type of person to be able to host. He's really, really good at having a co-host. Because what happens, like, him and Jim Norton used to be the fucking, back in the Opie and Anthony days, used to be the shit when it comes to delivering comedy. Opie was really good at navigating and directing. And that's what made them a power duo, was that Opie would talk about the subject and Anthony would just chime in with a funny-ass joke. And it's always been that way when it came to radio. All right, now, I get carried away when I say radio. I'll say it over and over and over again, so I got to be very careful not to bore the shit out of you people. But Opie was really good at that, directing, giving direction, narrating, talking about topics, giving subjects, directing pranks. And Anthony was really good at executing all of that shit. Coming up with quick on-the-fly jokes. He was like the comics comic. He was really, really good at personalizing everybody's problems. And then when they brought on Jim Norton, it was because Opie just got tired of fucking playing the gig. He's just like, dude, I don't want to do this all the time. Which is fair. You know, I have no knock on Opie, even though I have my own personal reserved feelings against him. He was still the shit on that show. Regardless if he fucking gave, one or two bits here or there, if he was or wasn't funny. Without Opie, there was no show. And Jim Norton was literally playing off of Anthony. So it was like a ping pong match of wits when it came to Anthony Cumia and Jim Norton. As a matter of fact, if you guys go back to the videos where Anthony makes Jim laugh, which is hard as fuck, by the way, Anthony would deliver one-liners to Jim, and it would send fucking Jim to a roaring laughter. He fucking killed Patrice O'Neill on a couple of occasions. And by Anthony. So Anthony could never really direct a show. Without a co-host, that's why he had Gavin McInnes on a few occasions. Because they were both, the only difference is Gavin McInnes is really good at doing shit by himself. But that's why he always needed a co-host. Since the beginning of the beginning, Anthony always needed a co-host. He's really good at just playing off of other people. And so when he fucking found David Landau, he was excited. He thought, like, holy fuck, like, this is it. Like, I've got my partner. And then, when Steven Crowder offers him a better job, And you know what's really funny is Nick DiPaolo even talked about this shit. He's like, you know, I love Crowder and I love Anthony. I love them both. But David Landau going from Anthony Cumia to, you know, what was it? Anthony Cumia or David Landau leaving Anthony's compound to go to Steven Crowder's. I don't know. There's something shifty about that. How the fuck would he know to go over to Crowder? Well, Crowder offered him a fucking job. Even David Landau said. He came on as a host. He came on as a guest on a couple of occasions, and they thought he was funny, and they gave him a job. But it's like somebody in the comments section said, David Landau was never into politics. He was never a fucking political pundit. He was first and foremost a comedian. So when he came out with his with the show, David Landau, he wanted to promote it. Steven Crowder refused to give him that opportunity. Like, this is the shit, that this is the drama that I have been following for a while now. And it's by the way, Nick DiPaolo, fucking hilarious. I saw him live twice. As a matter of fact, I had an opportunity to meet him. He fucking hated me because I interrupted a show on a couple of occasions. But it wasn't really my fault. Now I gotta justify it. It wasn't really my fault, dude. The guy at the table that I was with was kind of being loud. But of course, we all get the boot. Any case, fast forward. Yeah, man. We fucking took a picture. Told him, like, hey, man, I loved you since Opie and Anthony, and do great work, that kind of thing. But Nick, like, I think a few episodes before all that, he's like, this is why I don't have a co-host, is because I don't want some fucking poacher, you know, taking my shit. You know, you go out of your way to go hire a guy, go out of your way to go vet him, go out of your way to do all this other stuff, and then they just pick up and leave. And he had another guy, Nick DiPaolo, I mean. Nick DiPaolo had another guy on his show who was giving out, like, basically just, like, Nick's secrets. Like, Nick had a podcast set up that everybody wanted to copy and emulate. And he knew that. And the thing is, like, Nick DiPaolo came up with it on his own, literally by accident. You know, the soundboard was fucking, was really, that was a hokey, gimmicky thing that was done by Opie and Anthony. And then he was the one who created the fucking soundboard. And it was hilarious. Because I thought, like, in my judgment, I thought, like, dude, like, who the fuck has a soundboard on a podcast or on a show where you're watching somebody? There were times when he would just fucking play the soundboard and then chooch on his Robo smoking stick, right? On his little vape pen. And then he'd play it again, and then play it again, and then play it again, and it would get annoying. And then he's like, sorry, I just wanted to puff on this thing a couple more times. You're just like, what the fuck? But yeah, that was Nick DiPaolo. And guess who fucking steals that idea of having a fucking soundboard on a goddamn podcast? Anthony. And then Anthony, you know, well, excuse me, let me rewind a little bit. So this fucking intern, this kid, he ends up giving away secrets away from the company, you know, Nick DiPaolo's podcast, and he fires him. But then Anthony comes up with the fucking soundboard. Well, then again, Anthony was like, you know, on a terrestrial radio. There you go, saying it again. He was on terrestrial radio, so it was only like a, it was only a matter of time. But then guess who else has a fucking fresh and fit? And then it was somebody else, and then somebody else. Everybody's got a fucking soundboard, and all of a sudden, who was it? Coach Greg Adams. He gets a fucking soundboard out of nowhere. Fucking Donovan Sharp gets a soundboard out of nowhere. It's just like everybody's got a goddamn soundboard. It sounds cheesy as shit. It's like one foot following the other. Which trips me out because Nick DiPaolo says some like racist shit. So I'm like, what? But here's the thing. I hear Nick DiPaolo say some racist shit, but then again, I hear other people copying Nick DiPaolo's jokes. Like when I hear fucking Fresh and Fit talk about not dating black chicks, all of that was stolen from Nick DiPaolo. All of it. Just their bad attitude, their fucking temperament and all this other shit. I was like, wait a minute, I've heard this shit before. Why do I feel like I heard this shit before? So, those podcasts follow each other pretty tightly. Doesn't matter if it's the dating world, doesn't matter if it's politics, doesn't matter if it's comedy. They all follow each other's lead. Because they're all huge successes. You could follow Nick DiPaolo at the Comedy Store, you could follow Anthony Kumi at the Compound. I think Gavin McInnes is still there as well at the Compound. Come Down, my favorite podcast of all time, they started off at the Compound. You know, for those of you who watch Chapo Trap House, they talk about politics and comedy and shit like that. They started off at the Compound. But the difference was is that Kumia allowed them to have free reign. Like, dude, I'm leaving. You know, I'm going upstairs. You know, the fucking podcast studio is all yours. Do whatever you want. Just don't shit on the fucking... Don't shit where you eat. Don't shit on the fucking studio. And that's what happened to Cumtown, and they ended up getting ejected. It is what it is. Any case, the point that I'm trying to make is that Kumia, Nick DiPaolo, and David Landau all have one thing in common. They were all fucked over by Crowder at one point or another. So, there it is, man. I just wanted to show you that because it's really, really important. Guard your heart.